Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pushfire podcast. Today, I'm with my special guest, Irina, and we'll be speaking more about her career, more about mentoring in general, and about her experience with Pushfire. So, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Irina. I work in finance, and I think I've been on the platform using it for, I don't know, probably a year now.
So, quite a long time.
Exactly. I would say, yeah.
Would you just be able to tell our listeners, you know, more about yourself, like your hobbies and your interests outside of work?
Yeah, sure. So I actually started using the platform because when I was working in finance in an investment bank, and I was really thinking about kind of changing careers and speaking to people that have done the kind of things that I'm interested in. I would say, so these are all still like thoughts and ideas, but I'd say I'm quite interested in life coaching. So I found mentors on the platform that have been for a very similar, I guess, thought process. So my current mentor, he's been in tech, you know, high intensity job, etc., and now he's working on becoming a life coach, and he's sharing a lot of like his tips and things that he's been thinking about. So it's quite useful to speak or to hear someone that goes through similar thoughts. From a mentee perspective, I also know that there's a lot of people that would like to get into finance straight out of uni, for example, or would like to understand how it actually is when you work there. So that's why I've also joined the platform as a mentor to share my experience from finance. I guess, yeah, the reason why I joined is to learn more about being a life coach or going into more like consulting area and see how you get there and the struggles or the things to consider, etc.
Just gonna go back. I know you said you are in finance, in investment banking.
So I used to be in investment banking for 5 years, and now I've moved into asset management. I've been there for a year.
So are you just able to tell our listeners, you know, more about your job role in depth, you know, your favorite part of your career as well?
Yeah, so I think I've had only like two jobs since I left university, the first one for 5 years, which I think was a very good learning curve for me to understand the kind of things that I would be interested in. So since my first job, I actually realized that what I like is to coach other people and train them and see them progress. And I like to see the bigger picture of, I guess, the whole company, of what it is that you're offering. Hence, I've moved to the new company now in asset management, which is a startup. So it's only 60 people. So I guess my favorite, or the thing that I like the most, is the fact that I get to see the whole process. I don't know how in depth I should go, but for example, because the company is so small, you can actually see how every department works or how each department interacts with each other, which is very different to what I used to do previously, you know, multinational, multi-global company, so many departments, etc. It was very hard to actually see the vision or the bigger picture. So I say that's what I enjoy the most. I also really value the culture, that everyone, if you can argue your point, and if you have, you know, if you're interested in changing something and put yourself forward, then you can kind of lead and choose the projects they want to do, and you can kind of come up with projects yourself if there is a business case for it. So I guess that's the main things that I enjoy.
Because I know you said earlier about after university it was your first job. So did you go to university to get into finance?
I did business at university, so I don't think I was that forward-looking, or I knew at that point what I want to do. Hence, I chose a degree that is quite, I guess, it's many career paths that you can follow after it. So it just happened the finance was, I actually really struggled with the finance module at university, and I thought that only by doing practical, only by doing, you know, applying it practically, I will actually get it. So that was kind of the point, and I moved into finance. But yeah.
I went to university, and my first degree before my master's was more focused on business and then little bits of marketing. And then I did my master's in marketing. Finances are my strong suit. So hats off to you, because it's a bit of a stressful job role. I know you said as well about being in a startup. Are you in the banking industry? So what would I say? Is it like a newer type of bank?
So it's not like a corp, like a commercial bank as such. So it's not like Monzo and if that's what you kind of mean, yeah. fintech kind of thing. Yeah, it's still within the investment and kind of corporate world, so it's an asset management, but it's just started from scratch. What that means is that we do basically build everything, and everything was built from scratch, every system, every flow, everything. So that's actually a good point. That's something that you really struggle in bigger, more established investment banks or the financial industry. There's a lot of legacy systems and quite a lot of things that is very difficult to change just because of how old they are or how many teams, etc., rely on them. In my company now, you build everything from scratch, and every reconciliation, every system, every flow, you can kind of think what's the best way of doing it and kind of build it with engineering. So from that perspective, it is completely new. You still work with all the other banks in the industry, so you're still as strong as the weakest link. So you still need to interact and connect and etc. So but at least the internal processes is all built from scratch, new, and it's you know, I guess it's much easier to build something than fix it.
Yeah, I know, because when you said obviously about being a startup, my first instinct was more fintech, you know, Monzo, Starling, obviously they're upcoming in the game. But no, that sounds interesting. It sounds stressful, though. I just, that's from me struggling with finance.
Well, I would say, you said you did marketing. I would say trying to be creative all the time or think of, that's stressful to me. So,
yeah, I think everyone has different aspects of their, you know, their job the most. It's, you know, there's certain aspects of marketing that I find stressful now. It's just, I literally, when I think of finance, I always think of like Excel. I can use it. I'm not the best. I remember having to sit a finance exam as well, and I was just like, this isn't my life. This is same with economics. Economics made me really stressed as well, but I did enjoy it. So I'm just going to move on. I know you was on about being a mentor and mentee, but before Pushfar, had you had any experiences in mentoring?
Yeah, so at my first company, I had two mentors, and they were from slightly different teams. Which I think is very important, because there's, you know, conflict of interest if it's someone within your team, etc. So a bit of an outsider, but not too much, that they still understand kind of what you're talking about. And so I found it very, very useful. I think it guided my entire career, and it changed so much for me, because I think, I don't know, we progress quite a lot. We progress since when we start our career, but it's very hard to see how you're going to achieve, let's say, to become that, or to get promoted, or to be the next level in your company. It's very difficult for you to see if you don't speak to someone that's done it. That's kind of and when it's someone that has been through the same things as you, roughly, there's a lot of trust that they know what they're talking about because they've done it. So to me, that was very useful. And it was very, because I tended to want everything straight away and not have patience and, you know, and to me, that was very useful. And when I think actually when I left the company, this is when I joined Pushfar, because that's what I really needed, I think. And I think I'm still kind of thinking what kind of other stuff I'd like to do on top of finance. And there's a lot of like conversations on the app as well about, you know, different thoughts. And so I'm really interested in all of that. And to find a mentor in my current company is much harder, because it's only 60 people. So it's very hard to find someone that is not directly involved with. So you still have obviously people that help you out managers, etc. But it's very different to someone kind of a little bit external that can kind of guide you and help you. So yeah, that's when I first, I guess, experienced this relationship mentor-mentee.
So obviously, like you said, it was quite effective for you as well to speak to people from, you know, different departments. But in your previous experiences when choosing a mentor, was there any like qualities you were looking for, or was it just people in the same business?
I definitely really care about people's values. So it needs to be someone that I really respect and I kind of aspire to be like them. That for me is really important. So kind of to explain this further, it doesn't matter if I see someone that's, let's say, really successful or is the manager of, I don't know, global team. But if I don't think they treat people right, or if I think they're too arrogant or too, I don't know, there's several things that I just don't respect it. And the title and that to me doesn't matter as much. To me, it's important for people that achieve a lot because they work hard, they learn a lot, they value everyone else, and they just seem really intelligent. I need to value them and to aspire to be them or to respect them a lot. And that's when I think I know that I would like them to mentor me on how to kind of expand on those things, how to progress, how to become more like them. If it was something like, it's quite hard to see that from, I guess, if I go back to the app, it's quite hard to see that by choosing your mentor. But even like when there's conversations or topics that people discuss, and then when you see someone answer, you can really tell what they think about different things when they answer to that. So I think that's a good way of kind of gathering if it's the same values as you.
You can get more of a feel of what they like as a person then. Because sometimes
it
can be a bit hard online. You know, you've got to see if you connect with someone, and if you click, some people ain't for everyone. So it is important to make sure you feel like you have a connection that would help you build yourself personally and professionally.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm just going to move on. I know you said you found Pushfar when you changed jobs, but how did you find about Pushfar?
It actually started, so my husband has this, I don't remember what it's called, but he works in tech. I think in tech they have this community of mentors in the industry, and he was telling me about it, how, I don't remember what, either it's an app or a website, or that it's quite well known within the tech industry. And he was telling me how he found someone that passed this really important exam that he wants to pass, and how he's sharing a lot of knowledge, and this is just free, is people that want to help each other, and you can be someone else's mentor. And to me that sounded really interesting, and I thought it can't just only be for tech. It must be for something else. I thought it was going to be for finance, but as I said, I'm quite interested in many other things, so I didn't really want it to be finance specific. So that's when I just researched it online. I think maybe I saw some, yeah, I just researched, and that's when I found it, and I read a little bit about it, and it sounded interesting, and I thought I'd give it a go.
No, but that is great, especially like you said, the platform does allow the ability. It's not just industry specific mentors. So although obviously you're in the finance sector, if you wanted to learn about marketing, for instance, that just come to the top of my head, you'd be able to learn about that. Or even you could find someone that's in, you know, HR. But there's just so many different people in different industries that are willing to share their knowledge with everyone, which is always great.
Exactly, yeah.
Would you be able to just go in a bit more depth and explain your experience on the platform as a whole? So, you know, are you a mentor, a mentee, both, you know, just some stories of some mentoring relationships you've had?
Yeah, so I've had, I guess, another thing that I like about the app is that it has this different types of relationships you can have. It could be like a one-off mentoring, or it could be recurring. So I've had, I think, several messages or emails from either recent students or slightly more, you know, recent professionals that were asking about the experience in finance and specific questions. So it sounded like what they needed was, let's say, an ongoing mentoring relationship, but tips and insights into how finance works to then, I assume, well, to apply for a job there, etc. So I've had quite a few of those. I had several meetings. So that was me as a mentor. And then I have one mentor, that the guy that I was saying that used to work in tech and now is, well, for the past year, I think, has been transitioning into moving as a life coach. With him, I've had video calls that are like every month or every 2 months, depends on how it's going. And yeah. So, and I can go more in depth into that, but I guess the thing that I like about this one is that I've set a reoccurring meeting which holds me accountable for the things that I said that I want to achieve, and then kind of have to come back, at least be embarrassed that you haven't achieved them, and remind you that, yeah, because as soon as you share your plans with someone else, you just can't put them off like maybe you used to. I don't know if that's actually one of the things that I really enjoy about mentorship, because it was the same when I was in my old company. If you tell someone that you really want to do something, then it's really embarrassing if you don't achieve it. So you work much harder. So yeah, I had a really good experience with that, because I feel like people that choose to be on the platform, they really thought about it. You know, it does take a bit of your time, etc. So you wouldn't just, you would do it if you really would like to help someone or to be helped.
Yeah.
So I think that you can really feel it, because he is very welcome and very happy to share everything and help as much as possible, etc. And I try to be the same when I help someone else as well.
Are you able to just explain just some more about your relationships with your mentees? Like, what have you helped them with?
Yeah, so with my mentees, I think I've, it really depends on what, it depended on what they wanted help with. Some people wanted to know the exact recruitment process and how to get into the industry, etc. So I just explained, you know, the steps and the types of interview and the types of questions and so on. And, you know, they came back with, that's very useful, because it's more, I think there's a lot of information online and quite general one for how to apply to things. And it could seem quite overwhelming, and it could seem quite general when you're trying to get into a specific, let's say, industry, a specific company, etc. So that's one thing that I've helped with. Another one was, in general, for people were curious how it actually is, like a day-to-day work, which again I think is very difficult to find online, like how it would actually feel to do that job. Many jobs have a lot of, you know, good name or prestigious names, etc., but like, what is it that you actually do from logging in or from coming to the office till the end of the day? And many things like, you know, the culture or working hours or things like that, that again, they're very generic online, and you just hear rumors and stuff about the finance industry where you just can't seem to get a clear answer. So yeah, so this kind of things,
that is always handy, because like you said, if you Google specific things online, they're very generic. So to actually hear from the source, basically, because I know a lot of people, you know, they're looking to change careers, they're students, like you said, and they just really want to know the ins and outs, which is always great. And having someone there to help, obviously, like you're doing, and just telling them, you know, more about the job and, you know, how to get into the industry is great, because it's quite, is it finance quite a difficult industry to get in? I'm not too familiar with the finance sector.
I would say so. And I would say it's quite, still quite a male dominated industry as well. Yeah, I think it depends where you want to join. But I think that, let's say, the most prestigious firms is considered quite difficult to get in. And I think, yeah, there's quite a lot of people that want to join. So obviously you're competing against quite a lot of people. I guess the main thing to remember, which is what I try to convey to people, is to not run after the prestigious thing and actually think what you would enjoy. I mean, I wish I, like, that's just something I've learned along the way, because I think when you're a student, that's really not how you think. But the more you live, the more you start valuing other stuff and try to prioritize those things. Yeah. So I just try to make it clear that you will have to actually do the job, and, it, you know, but that's not to say you can't try most things, and then if you don't like them, try something else and so on. Because, you know, these days, as you were saying, change careers anytime and so on. And it's quite useful, as you said, the platform has so, like, because it's not specific to an industry, it's actually quite interesting to be able to speak if you are interested in other careers or have just thoughts, oh, I wonder what it would be like, and then to speak to someone from the source, because we tend to really, you know, not fantasize, but make jobs seem really different in our head because we don't do them. And then we might get brought back to earth after we speak to them.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And I'm just going to go on now and ask, if you were to describe the Pushfire platform to, you know, your friends, your colleagues, your network, how would you describe us?
I would say that it's a one-stop shop for professionals that want to help other professionals, or I guess students or experienced professionals, where you can book meeting sessions, where you can have a conversation, like message people directly and ask a direct question, or you can follow different conversations about different topics and hear very interesting perspectives. They're typically career related or some kind of hobby related, or, you know, general tips about organizing your time or planning things, but I guess quite professional and quite self-improving topics. So it's quite interesting because people that I think tend to choose to be on it or spend time on it are people that are very focused on improving themselves or helping others. So I guess it's a one-stop shop for whatever career path you want to go into or you want to hear more about. And yeah, it's an easy way to reach professionals like all over the globe, to be honest, and to hear how their experience is in their particular industry.
And what do you enjoy most about being a mentor and mentee?
I think I really like sharing and speaking to different people and hearing different perspectives and ideas. That's my most favorite thing. Being a mentor, I think I really like the feeling of helping someone or sharing my experiences. And I tend to speak to students, and it's really rewarding because I can really see myself when I was a student and the kind of, I don't know, stress and fear and of unknown or what's going to happen. And to me, that's like still very close to really like to kind of be able to help or at least make people feel a bit more at ease about different career choices. And, you know, because I think you tend to think like it's the end of the world if it's very so I quite like feeling that I can help someone to be a bit more calm and more thoughtful about their career choices or about what they have to do, or, you know, not be as overwhelmed about all the options, etc. From being a mentee, I think it's just very interesting. It's much easier to hear the same. It's much easier to hear the steps that the mentor took to achieve certain things and to kind of see that it can be done and see how it can be done.
So I'm just going to move on to my final questions. The first is, do you recommend having a mentor in relationship?
Yes, I do.
And what is the best advice a mentor or mentee, either one, has given you in the past?
Actually, I think the one thing that my first mentor gave me, which I've been following forever since he gave me that advice, is anytime you... But what I was really struggling with at the beginning when I first went into the corporate world is to think I always thought that everyone at the table or the meeting or whatever is much smarter or has many more, like much more important things to say than me. And he said, in every meeting that you go, you have to either speak once, either ask a question if it's too difficult or you don't know what's going on, or say your point if you do understand what's going on and so on. So the first time you just have this battle with yourself, go on, speak. But then slowly, and it becomes just so much easier. And I ended up actually, and it didn't feel like, because I was saying, oh, that's so fake. If you don't have something to say, then why would you make yourself say something? But that was really excuses to not speak and to be quiet and to be really passive. So to me, that was very important and it helped me a lot in my career. I think what I value the most is practical advice. And that was very practical. You can't say, oh, trying to be more like this or more like that. It was a very clear practical advice. Like, you have to speak to every meeting you go, because otherwise, why are you going to that meeting? Speak, either ask a question or say your view. If you're smart enough, say your view. If you're not, ask a question. So you definitely understand and you become smart enough. So yeah, so I value practical advice that you can actually do and achieve.
No, that is a great piece of advice, because that's something that I actually struggle with. I don't know if it's like a self-doubt where I'm like, oh, well, what if I say something and it's silly? Well, what if I say this and it's wrong? But at the end of the day, everyone's been in the same boat we've been in. Everyone should be willing to help, you know? But I think that is something, especially with like you said, when people coming into the fields, is something they struggle with. So I'm just going to go on to my last question is, are you able to share a bit of advice to someone who wants to start off in the finance industry?
I would say to be honest, I think if you've never worked in any industry and you think, because you've done some research, the finance is where your strengths lie, I think you should go for it. I think it's very difficult to understand what an industry is going to be like unless you try it. But I would say when you do go in is to really think about the things that you enjoy doing the most during the day, and then try and pivot your career to do more of that. And try and find a role that is in line with your values, and a company that the culture is in line with your values. It's taken me a long time to kind of think about all these things, because I think the first thing you do out of uni is just try to find a job. But I think the more you kind of work and you realize that that's your life for the rest of your life, you start to ponder other things. So that's my advice, to do as much research as you can, but it's very hard if it's not the actual practical, you know, actual doing the job. And then when you find the field, and if it's finance, then it solves the industry. There's so many departments, so many products, so many types of companies, etc. To really try and see what would be in line with your values, and then try and find people that are from like exactly that field, and try and get some first, you know, advice from the source, as you were saying, just to, you know, make sure you maximize your chancing of really enjoying what you do.
No, that's great. That was my final question. I just want to say thank you to our listeners and thank you to our amazing guest. If our listeners want to learn more about mentoring, they can check out our other podcast episodes, or they can visit the Pushfar website. And I hope everyone has a lovely day.